On this journey towards restoration of all things, we have the Holy Spirit of truth in us and with us as our guide. So there's no need to be afraid, but he will take us to places and show us things and reveal things that are probably way beyond our comfort zones. We have Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life in us and with us to disciple us and keep us on the way to truth and life. And engaging with him as the truth will bring revelation and insight. We have our loving Heavenly Father in us to father us into sonship. And he desires that we engage and understand their nature as love. Agape love is what we can use then to measure and test everything against on our journey to see whether it aligns with the nature, character, and very essence of God himself or doesn't. So the four streams of thought that are converging to one mighty river of restoration, a mystic sonship, realized eschatology, universal reconciliation, energy, frequency, healing. And we're going to look at energy gates and frequency generation in this session. Restoration includes personal wholeness. If we're not made whole, creation is not going to be set free and brought into our freedom. If we're in bondage, creation is in bondage. We must come into the freedom of our sonship. Energy frequency healing is being restored in this transition period to help us be made whole. And understanding how to use energy, how to use frequency, how to use consciousness to direct energy and frequency, how to use quantum physics understanding. In doing all this, Jesus gave me a quantum physics lesson. The Holy Spirit gave me revelation of how all these things work back in 2010. And it's taking me years to work out how practically that applies to my everyday life. But I do use this. Energy and frequency are related to many different healing methods, but also into how we operate in sonship and how we administer that sonship. It's also related to consciousness and our consciousness and creativity using the revelation of frequency in quantum physics as a sun radiating the frequency of heaven into the earth, choosing to create the reality of restoration. Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies, Albert Einstein said. And I think Nikola Tesla also said that if you want to understand the universe, it's all about frequency and vibration. Our birthright is immortality. Man was created immortal. Sin ushered in mortality. Jesus came to restore us to life. Therefore, in his death, we have immortality restored. When we die with him, we're raised with him to immortality. And he's raised all of humanity, all who died in Adam, therefore all who were mankind, are raised in Christ. 2 Timothy 1, 9-10, according to the power of God who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, that's all of his children, not according to our works. We can't earn this, we can't do anything towards this calling to deserve it, but according to his own purpose and grace. Now his own purpose is love. His desire is to bring a loving relationship with all his children into play that the whole of creation can experience the grace, the divine enabling power of God, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death, brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And I just love the reality of this. To live in immortality is to live in a mindset that is not affected by time or seasons or anything which is of the physical realm, but we live from the eternal now perspective of God. So we were looking at the Merkabah and creation realities and how this affects us and how do we activate this. Mer means a light that rotates within itself, and that's within us, the wheels within the wheels. Ka means spirit, so this operates within our spirit. Ba means the physical body. So our spirit within the physical body can engage with light, energy that rotates within itself, that creates limitless energy, limitless grace. The parts have other meanings as well, and so does the word Merkabah. And you'll find lots of information out there. Some of it I would be careful about, but engage God for yourself. Ask him, how does this apply to your everyday life? How, as we see this diagram, you know, I've got this on my wall in several places. It's a reminder that I can access in through the portals of heaven, but also heaven can access through me as a portal, that heaven and earth are overlapped, that there are dimensional spheres that are connected with heaven and earth that we have access to. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper into other geometric and sacred geometric shapes that are all related to creation and how creation functions and holds together and our position as suns within it. So there's so much to discover here. The seed of life, which contains amazing depths of revelation concerning how creation holds together and functions together. And it's all held together by his grace, his divine enabling power, still vibrating in the strings that are in the fabric of everything. And we have access to them. They're within us, and we are also within creation as sons. So we want to see Mount Zion, the heavenly mountain of God, the earthly mountain of the house of the Lord, come together in overlap, in agreement, in unison, in oneness, so that we have this portal, this opening, this access point for unlimited grace, energy, life, everything we need. So the Merkaba as a symbol in sacred geometry translates literally to light, spirit, body. The Merkaba symbol is a shape made of two intersecting tetrahedrons that spin in opposite directions, creating a 3D dimensional energy field, a wheel within a wheel. That's what Ezekiel described. A platonic solid is a regular convex polyhedron with congruent faces of regular polygons and the same number of faces meeting at each vertex. Well, if you understand that, you probably did better maths than I did when I was a kid. But I sort of get the gist of it, even if I don't understand the technical words said there. Platonic solids include the tetrahedron, cube, octahedron, dodecahedron, isosahedron, and different shapes. In sacred geometry, Metatron is an angel who is the key keeper and timekeeper of the heavenly realms and gives name to the mystical cube known as Metatron's cube, in which there is a flow of energy which contains all the geometric shapes in creation and represents the patterns that make up everything that God has made. So this is connected to creation realities and how we can engage it and be positioned in it and access it in sonship. Metatron's cube contains every shape that exists in the universe God has created, and those shapes are the building blocks of all physical matter. Now, some of this stuff you cannot see. There is the physical, sacred, geometric perspective of this, which, you know, is the shape that you generally get shown, but actually it goes deeper to this. This goes down to the vibrating strings of energy that are within the fabric of everything. They are known as Platonic solids because the philosopher Plato linked them to the spirit world of heaven and the physical elements of earth, the overlap of heaven and earth. Those three-dimensional shapes appear throughout creation in everything from crystals to human DNA. God made shapes fit together throughout creation, and how he designed people's bodies and souls to fit together like the puzzle pieces. The cube represents the three-dimensionality of space and accessing through that, those three dimensions, into other dimensions. Now, this is also linked to the golden spiral based on the golden mean ratio. The ratio is found throughout all life and in quantum physics and is the fabric of all mathematical creational realities. And it is Phi 1.618, and it goes on and on and on. Also, when a person is transmitting love, the heart actually creates a sound harmonic that is made up of the golden mean harmonics. It has these frequencies aligned to this ratio included in them. So you are producing and generating energy, and that is producing a field around you. But what field are you generating, and what is the source of that generation? We need to be generating a field of energy which is flowing out of the life of God in heaven, which is exponentially increasing and brings a connection from heaven and earth. We are the convergence with time and eternity. We're the ones in sonship to manifest the heart of God in reality. So our heart needs a cardiogenosis, heart to heart, mind to mind, spirit to spirit, connection with God continually, for that source of life to be flowing in us, energizing us, activating us, creating that immortality in us, but also releasing that energy field into creation and affecting creational realities as well to bring freedom to creation. Creation is longing, waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. I believe this is what they're waiting for. Us activating the energy that we have from our relationship with God. And you have many golden mean, golden spiral things within both the natural creation and also within physical creation that people have made. And they've made these things because they're inspired by God. And these pictures and inspirations are within all sorts of creational realities. But it goes deeper than that. This is what we see on the surface. But the subatomic, the quantum particles function in the same way. So within the cube lies the sphere. The cube represents the body with our third dimensional reality, manifested thought. So we think and it can access other dimensions through these portals within us. The sphere within represents the consciousness of the spirit within us, or as is commonly known, our soul, how our soul, our mind, our emotions, all of those things relate to spirit when we're in oneness, in balance, in wholeness. When they're out of balance, there is no flow, there is no life, there's no energy. Ancient Hebrew scholars believed by studying sacred geometry and meditating on its patterns, inner knowledge of the divine and our human spiritual progression can be gained. Well, that may be true, but I would encourage you that there's a better truth out there to connect to the Creator himself. Don't engage the creation when you can engage the Creator. Let the creation inspire you to engage the Creator. Don't get stuck in a sacred geometric shape when you can go into the Creator's heart and mind who created that shape. We have access to the mind of Christ. We have access to an anointed sonship way of thinking. Don't be limited to human understanding or lean to it. So we have this Merkaba-type shape connected to what are known as chakras or energy gates or energy centers within us. And so many people will be put off by that because of the connotations of the connections between Buddhism and other religions or other New Age principles and everything else, Hinduism and everything else. Now, chakras are the concentrated energy centers of the body. Chakra is a Sanskrit term and it means wheel or disc and is derived from the root word chakra. Chakras have the loving responsibility of taking in and incorporating and emanating energy to keep us functioning at optimal levels. It is all connected to the loving heart of God and therefore our responsibility to be operating in love, representing God in our sonship. So what are chakras? At our inner core, there are seven spinning wheel-like energy centers called chakras. They are measurable patterns of electromagnetic energy activity, centers for reception, assimilation, transmission of life energies. Each chakra reflects essential aspects of consciousness. There are seven, when they're names, when we look at them, will give you some insight into what they do. But we can go deeper than that. Now, Mark Verkler, who's a guy who put a lot of information out on how to hear the voice of God, and also in terms of healing and wholeness, and he has a view on this, which I totally agree with. So rather than giving you my view, I'm going to share what he says because he's a well-respected guy and I totally concur with it. And I couldn't say it any better myself anyway. First, I don't see any truth as being New Age truth. All truth is God's truth. He is the all-knowing one. He reveals his knowledge to all, even evil men or New Agers or Hindu or Chinese or Americans. For example, God gave Pharaoh, the evil king of Egypt, dreams of seven fat cows and seven skinny cows, Genesis 41, which gave him wisdom as how to provide for his kingdom for the next 14 years. So just because an evil king or a New Age or a Hindu or an agnostic or an American has received some insight, I still call it God's insights. I never bother to ask if New Agers or unbelievers believe something or not, as it's irrelevant to me what they believe. I do not live in reaction to them or in rejection of what they know. I live in God's truth, and for sure they can do and pick up some of God's truth, and that is not a problem to me. So, for example, I believe in aerodynamics, as do many New Agers. Not a problem as far as I can see. Secondly, there's nothing in the Bible that specifically discusses chakras. We cannot point to a specific verse that mentions the word chakra to give us God's view on the topic. So then I ask the question, do the chakras violate any biblical principle or are they compatible with any biblical principles? We should start by defining chakras so we know exactly what we're talking about. So let's go with the following working definition if we can. Chakras are believed to be centers of energy located in the middle midline of the body. There are seven of them. They govern our psychological properties. Chakras are considered both transmitters and receivers of energy. Meridians are energy pathways in the body which this energy flows through. The idea is that one must have balanced chakras and meridians in order to be physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually healthy. A body can get problems in different areas with blockage or instability in either chakras or meridian pathways. So, do we run on energy? Are there energy pathways in our bodies? We know for sure that the pathways for blood are in our bodies, pathways for nerves, pathways for lymph. So why wouldn't God have created pathways for energy to flow through our bodies? I have no problem believing that he did. I have no problem believing that we are energy organisms infused by God's divine energy, for the Bible declares that God is in all, is all and in all, Colossians 3:11, and in him all things hold together, Colossians 1:17. Acts 17:28, in him we live and move and exist. Our school science class taught us that atoms have electrons spinning around them and that it is the flow of electrons that produce current energy and current. Beyond any doubt, science has confirmed that we are energy beings on a molecular level. I suspect it may be possible that chakras are spiritual energy centers that receive and release spiritual life force of Almighty God in and out of our physical and spiritual beings. I know when Jesus laid hands on to heal, there was a flow of God's energy from him for those he prayed for, Mark 5:30. Energy flowed from him. He produced an energy field that people could tap into. So I see the release of the healing anointing to include the release of God's energy into our bodies to right things that are messed up. So for me, I believe in energy and energy pathways and energy healing. Now, if I were going to go to limit, if I were going to limit God to being simply a mass of energy rather than a personal loving God, as some religions do, then I would object to that. God is much more than a flow of energy. He's my dad. And that is the truth. God is personal. He might be spirit. He might be light, which is a description. He is love. But we can relate to him heart to heart, mind to mind, spirit to spirit. He wants us to be totally intimate with him, not separated, not isolated, and not impersonalized. He has personality. He is Father, Son, and Spirit. He is the circle of the dance. He is perichoresis. And we can be in that conversation in the midst of the vast sum of his thoughts about us, and we can be totally empowered by that. So healing is much more than a flow of energy. It begins and ends in the compassion of a wonderful, loving God, Mark 6:34. God is love, and health is totally consistent with his essence, character, and nature as our healer. So even though these energy pathways or chakras may be true, and even though Hindus, not New Agers, may have discovered these ancient energy pathways, I would not embrace any belief that reduced God to a mere energy field. He is a person that we can have personal interaction and relationship with in love. So here are the seven chakras. You have the root chakra. Now, don't be put off by the picture, because the picture is someone probably you would associate with a yoga pose. And therefore, already some of you may well be looking at this and thinking, whoa, this is too much. The reality is, bottom line, the guy's sitting down with his legs crossed. You know, just take it for what it is. Don't apply a filter or a prejudice. When you're looking at these things, ask the Spirit of Truth to reveal. Ask Jesus the truth to unveil. Ask the Father to give you the insight you need. So you have the root chakra at the very base of the spine. You have the sacral chakra, the solar plexus chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye chakra, and the crown chakra. Or if you want to prefer to call them energy gates or energy centers, fine, because the word chakra, I know, does have such a negative connotation. But don't be afraid of words. They're words. It just means spinning wheel, spinning disc. It doesn't mean anything in itself. It's a description of something. Chakra balancing is a process of reaching a balance between spirit, soul, and body in health. That is what 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, that our spirit, soul, and body will be kept blameless, or you could say healthy or whole, in the presence of God. And this all comes from the presence of God. We do not generate this energy independently. This is the life of God. This is rivers of living water. It ensures that there is a harmonious flow of energy throughout the body. From focusing on the overall well-being to feeling relaxed, grounded, each of the seven main chakras is of unique importance. They all have a function, they all have a part to play, and we can discover what those are by engaging them. They start from the very end of your spinal cord, go all the way up to the pinnacle of your head. According to the meditation practices, if the chakras ever become out of sync, they can negatively impact your physical, mental, spiritual health. Each of the chakras is associated with a particular part of the body and its proper functioning. It's important to become aware of the seven, let's say, energy gates present in your body, as it will help in detecting any deep-rooted issues in the body, become sensitive to those things going on so they can come to the surface, so you can have an awareness that you're out of balance, that you're out of sync, and then you can do something about it by activating the particular gate that flows into that area in life to bring healing, balance, health, wholeness. They're all aligned through the core or center of our being. So let's be open to actively engage this, both for God to flow into us, but also for us to direct that flow also through us and around us to create energy fields that will bring creation back into balance. Now, there are other pictures that are associated with the seven chakras, the different shapes to be here, the root chakra, to feel the sacral, to act the solar plexus, to love the heart, to speak the throat, to see the third eye, and to know the crown. So they're just descriptions of some of the things that are related to that. And there are different pictures, and you can find lots of pictures out there that will give you an insight into the fact that this is connecting to us at the core of our being. And, you know, according to Ian Clayton, that our spirit is housed within the canopy that oversees the brain and goes down over the spinal column. So this makes total sense that this is all connected and flows from our spirit through these gateways, through these energy centers, so we can activate them and function through them. Son, and I went to ask God about it, and he showed me some things. Son, the chakra gates are connected to specific places within the heavenly realms. So they're also portals that are connected to heaven's flow into us. Each has a flow for a specific purpose. Now, I'm not going to tell you the ins and outs of everything about this, because I would encourage you and go and find this yourself. But I'm going to give you some insight that there's more to discover. You can activate each gates by intention to receive and channel. Oh, no, can't use the word channel. Why not? Why shouldn't I be a channel for rivers of living water flowing from our innermost being? Don't be afraid of words, and don't be afraid of the connotations others have put on those words. Let's reclaim the words and let's reclaim the meaning so we can correctly see the flow into our physical body through your body to dimensional realms. So I'm going to repeat that, because this is what God said. You can activate each gate by intention to receive and channel the flow into your body and through your body to dimensional realms. Because God has been talking to us. It's not just about this realm. There are other realms and other dimensions that we can engage. There are three gates connected to the eternal now that are represented by the heart, love, crown, mind, and root, gut. These are where the three minds are within our body, where three neurological cells reside. And they give us insight into what's programmed, what we're operating in, and how we instinctively react. There are four representative of being in the four faces of God as the order of Melchizedek. The throat is the oracle, the third eye, the priest, the sacral, the legislator, and the solar plexus, the king. Now, I've not explored this fully yet, but God spoke to me about it, so I'm sharing what he said, but I'm going to pursue this and look at the functions of the order of Melchizedek, the royal priesthood in heaven, the oracles and legislator on earth, how we connect and overlap heaven and earth, and how we can be a gateway of heaven into the earth, how we can represent the government of God in heaven and on earth. So there's stuff here that can be activated in the Merkaba through these energy centers or gates. Spirituality, awareness, communication, love, wisdom, power, creativity, and trust. And these are the things that God said to me are related to these gateways. Son, become aware of the source so that rivers of living water flow from your innermost being. John 7:38. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Compare that with Ezekiel 47 and Revelation 22, River of Life. Ezekiel 47:9, it will come about that every living creature which swarms in every place where the river goes will live. So where we go and we are carrying this energy field, we can bring life to creation. And there will be many fish, for these waters go there and others become fresh, so everything will live where the river goes. That is a description of you. Having rivers of living water flowing from your innermost being, creating energy fields, activating energy gates that bring life. They're designed to connect to creation in a living and active way. Revelation 22:1. Then he showed me a river of the water of life, crystal clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees for the healing of the nations. Now, this is again a description of life that we are, as the New Jerusalem, that we carry this life into this creation, into these dimensions, to activate and bring life. We're not here to curse. We're not here to judge in a negative way. We're to bring life. We're to be flowing with the water of life, the river of life, energy as clear as crystal, crystal energy. I mean, so many different things you can draw from this. So the Merkabah is your consciousness's ability to connect and converge the eternal now and time through the four faces of the cherubic nature of the man in the order of Melchizedek government. Lion, king, ox, oracle, eagle, legislator, man, priest. And you have energy centers to help you do this. Develop these abilities, this is what God said, and consciously choose to activate them to flow into your mountain spheres and connect to the dimensions. So he's telling me to activate these things and connect them to the spheres that I overshadow with my spirit. The three and the four combine represent the seven. Now, seven is a complete number. That represents seven spirits of God, seven gateways, seven chakras, but there are three and four. Remember, three of government, four a window. So these three combined, but they're multiplied to represent 12s. 3 times 4, 12. 12 is a number of government, fullness of government. 12 stones, 12 foundations, 12 apostles. Representing complete government, they are connected to the seven spirits of God. So there's a connection to the seven spirits of God to these energy centers. So what are they? The root chakra is the first chakra of the body and is located at the base of the spine. Its role is to connect your mind, body, soul with the earth and or grounding with creation, connecting to the oracles of God within the fabric of creation, the frequencies of generation, creation. And we should be feeling and knowing that creation is groaning and we need to bring a higher frequency so it can resonate with us. The color of the chakra is red and it's engaged with the spirit of the Lord, one of the seven spirits of God. Now, how do I know that? Because God told me and I engaged it. The sacral is located right below the belly button, 3 inches below the navel to be precise. This chakra is associated with the lymphatic system and is responsible for expressing emotions. The color of that chakra, orange, and it's to do with counsel. Now, the colors are not the same colors associated with the seven spirits of God. Everything doesn't have to match. There are different things, but it is connected to the spirit of counsel. The solar plexus chakra, third chakra, is located behind the navel region below the rib cage. It is associated with the self-confidence, self-discipline, and wisdom. This chakra is also responsible for the gut feeling, instincts, the color of the chakra yellow, and it's connected to the spirit of wisdom. Not wisdom, but the spirit of wisdom as one of the seven spirits. The heart chakra, fourth chakra, is known as the heart chakra, is associated with love and compassion. It's located in the center of the chest, not where the actual organ lies. This chakra is responsible for emotional healing and sound mental health. The color of the chakra, green, understanding. Throat chakra. This chakra is associated with voicing your expressions, being creative, speaking with the voice of God, creatively calling things forth, calling things that be not as if they are. The throat chakra is located right above the heart. It's responsible for expressing the truth, sharing your opinion with others. The color of the chakra, blue, might, strength, power that comes through your voice, through the truth that you express and who you are. The third eye chakra. Again, don't be put off by the name. It's just a name that says we have an ability to see, which is not through our just natural eyes or even not just through our imagination, but actually through the eyes of our spirit. Sensitivity, insight, discernment that comes as we practice training our senses. The sixth chakra is the third eye chakra, which loosely transcribes to beyond wisdom. This chakra is responsible for garnering information about yourself, and beyond the materialistic world, it is located between the eyebrows, the third eye. Color of the chakra, indigo, knowledge, spirit of knowledge. The crown chakra, seventh chakra, is known as to be responsible for the direct connection with God and the mind of Christ. This chakra is located on top of your head. It's associated with spirituality and gaining insight into yourself in relationship with the Father to balance your other chakras. Everything must come out of the relationship as a son with our dad. The color of the chakra, violet, which is connected to the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom and brings us not the fear being afraid of, but the awe and wonder and mystery of the amazing dad, the amazing God that we are sons of. So you can activate the energy gates by various methods, including sound, light, movement, consciousness, directed frequencies. That's how I do it. I see and picture a flow of the river of life coming through my first love gate, coming through my spiritual gates, coming into my physical body through my soul and activating those gates like an hydroelectric turbine, that a directed river flowing fast can produce energy. And this is how I see it, and this is how I direct it myself. Other people use different ways. You can access the dimensional gateways within the Merkaba to access dimensions like a chariot that moves you by the wheels within the wheels, the energy source. This is a picture of that, and this picture is, in a sense, showing the rotating lights within the wheel within wheel, producing energy, but opening and accessing gateways. The patterns and the frequencies of heaven are multifaceted. There's so much when we start to engage in Metatron's cube and all these sacred geometric perspectives. As are the seals within you, they each generate energies at different levels of creativity. They can be activated by specific frequencies and sounds. I activate my energy gates along with my spirit, soul, and body gates through focusing the river of life flowing through my first love gate, through each energy gate, charging it with living waters or life force energy. Nancy Cohen used the following activation using sound and body movements at the Restoration of All Things conference in here in Barnesville in 2019. And you can get that conference. I'd encourage you, if you've not yet get it. It's available on our website. It's 25 sessions with Justin Abraham, myself, Lindy Strong, and Nancy, and we're going to do it again, of course, this year. But you can engage with it or use your own version to activate the Merkaba and your energy gates. Focus. Ask God to show you how to do it. This is how Nancy did it, and I'm just going to play the sounds that she made with the symbols that she has. Now, I believe she got this by revelation, and it works. And I think when we did this, I was so energized, I didn't want to go to bed. I didn't want to go to sleep. I was activated. Now, I'm always activated, but actually this, in focusing it, helped me see that there's more energy available to do all that God's calling us to do, so we do never run out of energy to do and fulfill our destiny. So the first seal, and the sound is or O, and this is what it sounds like. The second seal. Now, as we're playing these sounds, just open your mind, open your heart, open those gates to be accessed, to be energized by these sounds. The third seal. The fourth seal. The fifth one. the sixth. And the seventh. Now they go from low to high. And there's a sense they're coming from the very root, going up to the very crown, and they're connecting to the higher frequency. They're activating frequencies which are increasing and exponential until they reach the highest frequency, which is engaging God, the pure energy, the pure light, the pure love of God. So these are just sounds that Nancy has developed and from Revelation, and I believe that you can activate using that. You can activate it using others. But just look at this whole picture. And as you're looking at this picture, I would encourage you to listen to all the sounds and just begin to think and to activate it. Just engage with it. Again, just activate it. Now, I encourage you just to find your own way of doing this, coming from a place of rest, coming from a place of intimacy. Ask God to unveil and reveal the nature of the Merkabah, the nature of the energy gates, the energy centers, so that you can be functioning with limitless energy, have access to every dimension, everything you're called to do, begin to do it. So let's just finish with engaging again in rest. You know, I'd just encourage you to slow down your thinking, slow down your mind, slow down your breathing. Just start to relax. Think of the name of God. You know, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. So start breathing in deeply and exhaling slowly, Yod. Breathe in Hey, and breathe out Vav, and just repeat Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. And as you come to a place of rest, surrounded with the frequency of the name of God, in His name, just open your first love gate, invite love, joy and peace, Father, Son and Spirit, to fill you, to flow into you. Let heaven's life flow into you to create that atmosphere of rest around you, that you're cocooned in a safe place, to just become still so that Father, Son, and Spirit can engage you. Be still and know that I am God. 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 Be still and know that I am love. 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 Be still and know that I am joy. 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 Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be at rest. Within I am. Be at rest. Within I am. Be at rest. Now just actively begin to engage those energy gates, those energy centers. Open your first love gate. Just begin to see and feel the flow of living energy, living water within you, filling your spirit. Now consciously choose to direct that flow to one of those gates. Start with the root gate at the base of your spine. Direct that frequency, that flow towards that gate. Direct that flow with the sound, with the frequency, to the second gateway, the sacral gateway. See that flow to the fourth gateway, the heart gateway, flowing, energizing, activating, flowing through your body, up to the fifth gateway, the throat gateway, energized, activating, and then to the third eye. Flowing to the crown. And just feel and sense those gateways activating, flowing in, and release that flow out to create an energy field of life-giving energy around you. Rivers of living water flowing through your innermost being. Engage the Merkaba, go through those portals, activate those portals, just be open and ask the Spirit of Truth, ask Jesus to be your guide in this, to direct you, to give you insight from that place of rest. Just begin to activate limitless energy, limitless grace, flowing into you, filling you, transforming you, healing you, making you whole, balancing your whole spirit, soul, and body with life pulsating through your being that you release as an energy field to touch other people's lives with love, joy, and peace that bring creation itself into freedom. Just let that energy flow.